Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Thank you for joining us today here on Mind Food Radio. We're off to the Sydney Fish Market now. I love going to the fish market and the Sydney Seafood School. I've been always wanting to do a course at this school. Well, with us on the line, we've got Roberta Muir, who looks after it all. How are you, Roberta?
Good, thanks, Ben. How are you?
Very, very well. What an exciting job you've got.
I think so. I think I've got one of the best jobs in the world.
Now, a lot of people really wouldn't know how to cook seafood. Would you agree?
Yes. People love to eat it, and they're a bit scared of cooking it. That's where we come in.
Now, what happens? We come along and do a course, and what, do we look at this on the website, this type of thing?
Yes, www.sydneyfishmarket.com.au, and all our classes are listed on the website at the moment right up till the end of February. We have over 200 classes a year, so there's heaps to choose from.
So what types of people come along to do a course?
All types, really. You know, we have young chefs,
yep,
young professionals, but we're not training professionals, but, you know, some people come along just to see some of the older, more experienced chefs.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have some people who've never cooked before. Young and old, but, you know, who might not have been into cooking until recently. More and more people seem to want to get into cooking these days. So we cater for all skill levels.
Now, you said before that people love to eat it, which I do, but I really wouldn't have a clue how to cook it. Now, what are the pitfalls that people do wrong at home?
I think the single biggest pitfall with seafood is overcooking it. People leave it on the heat too long. Fish flesh, unlike meat flesh, is very delicate, and so the heat penetrates it very quickly and it cooks very quickly, and people think, oh, I couldn't possibly be ready yet, I better just give it another minute. They overcook it, they dry it out, and then they wonder why it's not succulent and moist like it is when they eat it in restaurants.
I understand. Now, you were talking about celebrity chefs. Is that part of the success of the school now?
Yes, the school's been going for over 22 years now, and in that time, virtually every major chef in Sydney and a number of interstate ones as well have taught at the school. In fact, we're just about to launch next month the Sydney Seafood School cookbook, which has recipes from virtually all of those leading chefs. 49 different chefs have given me recipes for the cookbook, so we're pretty excited about that.
That's pretty cool. Now, I always think this would be a good present to buy someone in the family for Christmas, or a present or a gift or something like that. Do you get a lot of that happening?
Our gift certificates go crazy, especially at Christmas time, Mother's Day, Father's Day. I mean, we sell a lot throughout the year, but those peak times, I think gift certificates are generally a really good gift these days. And especially if you give a gift certificate for an experience like a cooking class, and you say to the person, and I'm going to come along with you, then you're not just giving a present, you're giving some of your time. And I think that's about the most valuable thing you can give anyone.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the photos on your website here. It's pretty swish the whole way it's set up.
It is pretty good. We did a big refurb about 2 years ago for our 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
And it's certainly the most beautiful cooking school I've ever seen now, as well as being a very good one.
Now tell me, we're going shopping this weekend. We're going to go down to the fish market and have a walk through there. For someone that doesn't have a clue what to do or what to buy, what would be something easy that you could do at home?
There's so many things. I like shellfish. I like clams and mussels because they're so easy to cook. I mean, literally, you buy a bag of the mussels, something like the Spring Bay mussels that have already been de-bearded.
Mm-hmm.
You throw them in a hot frying pan with a splash of oil and wine and maybe some chopped up onion. You whack the lid on, you wait till they pop open, and then they're cooked.
That's it.
Some crusty bread, you dip it into the sauce, you eat the mussels. The liquid that comes out of the mussels mingles with the oil and the wine and the onion and makes your sauce.
Oh my goodness.
That's quicker than calling for a pizza.
That's quicker than calling for a pizza, and most people would never do that, would they?
No, and it mussels are inexpensive. They're also one of the cheapest seafoods you can buy.
Fantastic. Well, look, thank you very much for joining us today, giving us some insights there to the school, and I think it's such a cool idea. And of course, if you want to see all the wonderful courses that are on offer, you can jump onto the website at www.sydneyfishmarket.com. There is so many different things to choose from. Roberta Muir, thank you very much for your time today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.